This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Which means avoiding a shutdown and avoiding the president feeling he should declare a national emergency. Exactly how to do that, as you all know, has been quite challenging.
The individual costs of the Trump shutdown are even harder and more moving than the overall big numbers. Many federal workers have missed doctor's payments. They've fallen behind on paying bills when they miss two paychecks. Many of them still don't know when they're going to get the pay. It ought to be done as soon as possible.
Senator Chuck Schumer, before that, Mitch McConnell, talking about the shutdown and where we're at now. That is the conversation in your backyard and mine, frankly. Kate Delaney's America Tonight, and we kick it off at the top with Justin Duckham as we go to Washington, D.C. from Talk Media News. Justin, I know that this is something obviously you're watching, having been in and out of the White House and covering it for so long. What does it feel like to you?
Well, right now it's basically waiting for the other foot to drop. We know that this is a three-week extension that we initially saw from last Friday, and at first that seemed like ample time to take care of some of the big pressing issues, including making sure that the 800,000 federal employees got their back pay. But now there is a sense of uncertainty over what exactly happens next. They're going to a committee, basically, where they're going to try to hash this out. Republicans are very eager to try to ensure that there is not another shutdown. The president has been giving vocal signs that sort of reflect that anything can happen, saying at some point that there is a 50-50 chance that the wall negotiations fall apart, saying that he could very well shut down the government yet again, and also continuing to keep the possibility of a national emergency on the table, something that the White House continues to maintain would be within his legal purview. So right now we're all just watching very anxiously. It seems like a lot of time, but that's going to basically wrap up much sooner than many people would have hoped.
I would say the other thing that we're watching coming out of D.C. is Roger Stone pleading not guilty to charges stemming from this whole Bob Mueller investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 elections. And now even Mitch McConnell calling for the release as much as possible from Mueller's report, while others are saying it shouldn't be floating out there. But we don't even know what the report is. Are we expecting that to drop anytime soon?
Nobody really knows, and it seems like the acting attorney general probably doesn't know either. He said yesterday that he thought that there was a possibility that it could be wrapping up. That was something that a lot of news networks really quickly latched onto. But, for all intents and purposes, there really is no clear indication over when exactly we could be seeing the end of this. Certainly with the indictment of Roger Stone, that adds a new element to it. And if they are now just trying to wrap up loose ends, that was the mother of all loose ends. But it really is too soon to say. Considering how tight-lipped the Mueller probe has been, how resistant to leaks, how resistant to just offering routine statements on any sort of reasonable basis, it's just too hard to tell.
It is too hard to tell. I agree. Even if you and I went to a medium, they wouldn't be able to figure it out either. One thing we know for sure, you don't need a crystal ball because this was announced. The Democrats decided Stacey Abrams was going to give the response to the president's State of the Union address, which happens next week on the 5th. Well, are you surprised by this? This is a kind of a wild curveball.
I'm surprised in the sense that they picked somebody who isn't necessarily, somebody who lost their last race. But, you know, Chuck Schumer made the case today, pointing out that she is a very strong spokesperson for the party, and also making the case that her election, or sorry, her race really tied into voting rights and the issues surrounding that. There are a lot of Democrats who are still, you know, raising some major questions over the gubernatorial race in Georgia, saying that it was, you know, basically something that consisted of a lot of dirty tricks from the then Secretary of State, who refused to step down from his position of overseeing the election while that moved forward. So this highlights a larger issue that Democrats really want to talk about right now. It's somebody who really got a lot of attention last time, so it's not much of a surprise there. But, you know, between you and me, I would not want to be in her shoes, just considering how perilous of a position giving a State of the Union response is. You know, we've seen a lot of kind of up-and-coming politicians give them in previous years and, frankly, just kind of fallen flat on their faces. So, you know, she's somebody who has done very well on the campaign trail, but, you know, people like Marco Rubio, who was, you know, very savvy and good in front of the camera, and Bobby Jindal all have, you know, received less than favorable reviews for their responses. So she's going into the lion's den.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. As long as she drinks some water ahead of time and doesn't have to reach for it during it like Rubio did. The Rubio water breaks became very, very famous, as you know. And speaking of breaks, there's no breaks
it's
here. Yeah, it's really that simple. The Senate panel delayed the vote on William Barr's Attorney General nomination until next week. Any reason for that?
Yeah, you know, this is in deferring to Democrats who have raised a number of issues over whether or not there is basically a general level of independence between the president and William Barr. Barr has previously come under fire for sending an unsolicited memo, basically calling the Mueller account into investigation. You know, yesterday, of course, with the acting attorney general, sort of indicating that there was some sort of signs on the Mueller team with him, that raised it as well. So this is out of an abundance of caution to a large extent, basically ensuring that Democrats have their concerns properly addressed before this moves forward. You know, for all intents and purposes, this should be a non-controversial nominee. You know, if this was any other administration, you know, somebody who had previously served under George H.W. Bush would be an automatic shoo-in. But in this current political climate and, you know, a situation where bad actors just seem to be around every corner, it seems prudent to a certain extent to ensure that those questions are taken off of the table. Off the table.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good one.
You too. One thing that's lucky for Justin and the people in Washington, D.C., is that they're not living in the Midwest. Brr. Baby, it's cold outside. Chicago is going to be colder all week than Antarctica, Mount Everest, and Siberia. I read a headline like that today, and I thought that's a great way to put it, because you can feel that when you mention those places, just how cold they are. 60 degrees, you know, minus 60. That's what the wind chill feels like in Minnesota. Yikes. How many layers do you think it takes? 3? 4? Can anyone do 5 layers? How about you just stay inside and call it a day? The wall. We're talking about it next on The Flip Side.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Ago, as we take you back, the stampede across America, there was a lot of protesting, particularly for some federal workers who weren't working at all. They were furloughed, but perhaps they were the lucky ones versus those that had to come to work and work without pay. I mean, I guess you weigh the options. Either way, the government was shut down for a month, and we know the reality is it could be shut down again in 3 weeks. The President's State of the Union address is coming up, and you can bet that the wall will be part of the discussion. President still wants the $5 billion plus, and is not looking like he's getting it in any way, shape, or form. So then what happens? Chuck Schumer says not going to be a situation where he does the emergency break the glass and pull the emergency, I guess the emergency, I was thinking for a second, as I watched my computer blow up in front of my eyes. That ever happened to you? He's not going to pull that emergency out of his back pocket, according to Schumer, because they're not going to let that happen. But what does that mean? Democrats are very firm in their opposition to a border wall. They've been at, you know, pains to argue that they're not weak on border security, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who I mentioned, and the rest of the Democrats say they support effective border security solutions, not just this wasteful and ineffective wall. So they're saying, screw the wall, it's ineffective. Who says that the wall is going to be effective? And they continue to harp on that and say, yeah, it's not happening. But Trump could call their bluff. I read a great story in the Washington Post, an opinion piece, and that's exactly the way it was put. It is like a wicked game of poker. He could call their bluff. He could go back to the experts of the Department of Homeland Security, ask them, if Democrats refuse to give you the additional physical barriers you say are essential to secure the border, what other funding would you need to make up for it? How many extra border agents do you need in advance of a wall? How many more canine units? How much more for improved coordination with state and local law enforcement in the border communities? How many more ICE agents for interior enforcement, which is really the tough terrain? How much for underground sensors, radar, unmanned drones, fixed towers with infrared cameras? How much more advanced detection technology at our ports of entry? And I could go on and on. The list is very, very long. And, you know, you'd add it up. You would total it up. And if you look at all of the things, and that was just a portion of a list that I mentioned, it would probably be way more than $5.7 billion. Probably way more than that. So the State of the Union address, I think, is going to be partially used to demand that Democrats fund every single penny. And if the Democrats won't pay for a wall, what are border agents and Homeland Security professionals? They say they need this to make it secure without one. So would it be more expensive to secure the border with people and technology than with a fence? I mean, it's a great way to sum that up. So which would be cheaper in the end? And the answer is the wall, the fence, whatever you want to call it. So that whole idea of finding the funding could really tumble into his favor. You know, he can tell and the people in the State of the Union address that the border professionals have said this. They need this much of a physical barrier. They need these many more agents, etc. Now, the Democrats say, we're not against a wall. We want border security, but we're not saying we're not funding it because we think it's wasteful. There are other ways to do this, but then there's the semantics of dancing around the whole wall idea. So this is going to be interesting these next 3 weeks. There's no doubt. I mean, it seems like we say that trite phrase all the time. This is going to be interesting. It is. Because this is like we are all in the tunnel. But we're behind the glass watching what's happening with the tunnel. Which direction is it going to go in? Who has the winning hand? Is it the president? Is it the Democrats? I would say, depending on who maneuvers better, it could be the president if he plays his cards right. But then again, Congress could bargain for what's going on at the border, too, if they pull it all together and it doesn't become so much of a us versus you kind of thing. Right? And what would the bargain be? The bargain would be that they got to figure out a way, because if you look at the left, you look at the right, and look at the base on both the left and the right, pretty opposed to what the other is suggesting. But then you have all the people in between. And the people in between can be convinced either way. And nobody will argue that we do have a problem with immigration. We definitely have a problem. If you go to the border, I said I spent a week with the Border Patrol agents, and this was a while ago, but it was shocking to me. Everything that I read was sanitized. Everything that I saw blew my mind. It was much worse than I expected. Worse in the hordes of people I saw, the sadness of people taking advantage of those with 2 cents or 2 pesos in their pocket in crossing the Rio Grande River, the dead bodies I saw from those who drowned, the rape trees that I saw of those who were attacked and left for dead and became Jane Does. It was sickening. And I had no idea it was that bad. Yes, I read lots of reports on it, but actually physically seeing what was happening to people, frankly, was a gut bomb to me. So that's the sad thing. It's horrible for the people who are caught in the in-between, but it's horrible to think about the advantage that they've been taken of by so many different people and what they've been promised. And boy, those promises are drying up, too. So what happens on the 18th? Are we closer to a wall? Who has the ultimate leverage? Do we end this immigration riddle some other way? But what way would that be? The insanity of it all. One thing's for certain, to the southern border, not being talked about a lot, is the weather. And the reason why is because all the weather conversation has shifted to the north, to the Midwest, to the Northeast, about how ridiculously cold it is and how quickly you can get frostbitten. I was reading a combination of 5 to 6 minutes. Doesn't seem like a lot of time, right? You run out, you decide, do I really need to put that extra layer on? The answer is, you do need to put that extra layer on if you're going to be outside. You know, 75% of us in the United States are going to feel the pain of below freezing temps. Put that in perspective. 75%. Chicago, colder than Antarctica. 250 million in the U.S. with these freezing temperatures. Wow. And you can't just say, oh, that's what happens in January. I don't know. Schools closed Wednesday and Thursday in Chicago because of the wind chill. It's going to feel like it's 60 degrees below zero in Chicago. Amtrak canceled train service to and from Chicago, the hub, for Wednesday. They usually run about 55 trains a day from Chicago. Can't have everybody on that platform. The Illinois governor, Pritzker, issued a disaster proclamation saying potentially historic temperatures. Chicagoans took the weather in stride but prepared for the worst because they got to. Think of the people in North Dakota and Grand Forks, North Dakota. Wind chill of minus 63. Brr. Polar vortex. Polar vortex, that's all I have to say. We're hitting the mailbag next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Developments regarding the State of the Union after President Trump delivers his address Tuesday, February 5th,
Democrats. We'll have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams says she's honored to have been picked. She gained national attention when she tried to become the first female black governor. Word is she may run for Senate.
It's cold, that's for sure.
Nasty winter weather hitting a good part of the country. USA Radio's Alicia Cowan in Wisconsin, where Wednesday the high expected to be minus 11 degrees and the low minus 29.
Some things that we're doing to prepare, putting plastic on our windows. Usually we turn down our heat at night when we go to bed. We're not going to be doing that. We're going to keep our heat up at 70 so that our furnace doesn't have to work so hard. It's so cold.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Male mistress.
Oh, the Beats have it, definitely. We certainly do have mail, and we're going to dive right into the middle of the mail bag. I like to paint the picture. If this were truly a mail room, I would not be able to get out of it. I wouldn't be able to open the door. So thank you for that. I've worked in New York and Dallas in huge markets and been on syndicated radio on some fabulous networks, but I've never received so much email. I mean, the email is overwhelming, and I love it. I know you listen to me all different times of the day, including through the miracle of TuneIn Radio, because Jake mentioned being in the Northeast and listening on the train. So there you go. You can always catch the show. Don't worry about it. No matter what time of day, if you switch your schedule or you're with us live, hello, hello, hello. So let's dive into the middle of that mailbag. This one is from Vince. And Vince says, Kate, I heard you say you went to Venezuela when you were a child, and I'm wondering what you think about the craziness that's happening in Venezuela now. I think it's terribly sad. I guess I was like 8 years old, and I went to Caracas. And so you've got these oil sanctions now. We've got oil sanctions, and President Maduro's government is fighting to keep the grip on Venezuela and opening an investigation of what they're calling violent acts of the opposition leader, freezing assets, barring him from leaving the country. And the announcement of all of that came hours after the U.S. said that it had handed control of Venezuela's bank accounts and property in the United States to the opposition leader and Juan Guaido, hoping to give him the tools to start running the country. So we've picked a side, clearly, and Maduro is a thug. I mean, this is clear cut. So what do I think is going on there? I think it's terrible for the people. They're the ones jammed up in the middle, and it's frightening for them because of what's happened, and it's been nasty there. So this is a fierce struggle that's spilling on to the people. In the capital, Caracas, it is nuts. You got people waiting to buy butter and pasta and anything to feed their families. You have senior citizens, particularly waiting in lines to get pensions. They're worried that the country, which is already down to pennies, will be bankrupted even more, and that the humanitarian crisis will explode more because you got people starving, sick, don't even have basic services for their lives. You know, they're fighting for their lives, basically. That's the way to put it. And millions of people have left the country. There's no medicine. There's no food. They're penniless. They're just getting out of there. Maduro is brutal. I mean, the worst inflation, worst fuel shortages, nasty. You want to complain about living in America? Oh, take a look at what's happened in Venezuela. I understand apples to oranges, but man. And didn't we know that right away? I mean, first you had the butcher in there. Then the butcher dies. And then you look at now where they've come down the line to Maduro. Ooh, nasty. John Bolton, the National Security Advisor, of course, condemns the announcements and warns there would be serious consequences for anyone who tries to subvert democracy and harm Guaido, because that's what's happening. They're saying they're looking into his activities, and they're going to freeze those assets I mentioned to bar him from traveling. So Maduro is trying to strangle him. So what do I think about Venezuela? I think it's very sad to see what's happening to the people there. Once very proud, pretty, historic country, just being overrun with poverty, nastiness, and uncertainty. We go to this one. This one is from Paul, who says, Kate, I know that you're up on this kind of stuff, if you will, but I don't understand what's going on with the iPhone spy phone. It's pretty scary, I think, the whole idea of what's happening with Facebook somehow tied to it. Do you understand what the hack is or what's happened here? Yes. The Facebook has been paying people to install a Facebook Research VPN, they call it, that lets the company suck in a user's phone and web activity. It's similar to something that Apple banned back in June, and it was removed in August. So they can sidestep the App Store, and it rewards teenagers and adults to download this research app and give it access to network traffic. So I would think, you know, now you're talking about the network can decrypt, analyze phone activity. Yikes. I mean, listen, since 2016, they've been paying people 13 to 35, 20 a month, plus referral fees to sell their privacy by installing the iOS or Android Facebook Research app. Facebook even asks users to screenshot their Amazon order history page. Oh, sure, let me do that for you. How much are you paying me again? Oh, $2 a week. And this program is done through a beta testing service, and it's nasty. It is, but they're agreeing to do it, so that's what's happening. Sure, we're going to give you everything you need. There's going to be some strategy you're going to be able to use, because that's what it's showing. How much will Facebook be willing to go and do to protect their domination? And the answer is to any extreme possible. That's why there's so much backlash, and so many people already are out of the Facebook world because they don't want to touch it. All right, speaking of not touching it, this one is from Megan, who says, Kate, no, 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 no. Tell me it's not so that Howard Schultz is going to muck up the election and decide to be that independent candidate whose ego is so big that just because he has exploded a coffee chain, he thinks he should be president next. Oh, that would crush the Democrats and hand the election to Donald Trump. What do you think? I think you're right about the Democrats not being happy about that. That he has presidential ambitions, but not running as a Democrat, running as an independent. How many independent presidents have we had? Oh, that's right, zero. And so it means, you know, he's laying the groundwork. He's doing polls. He's talking to people. He's trying to figure this out. And, of course, when you're worth $3.4 billion, poll away. He has plenty, excuse me, especially with this book tour, he has plenty of ways to research that just by what's happening with his personal appearances. He did say, if I decide to run as an independent, I will believe, and I have the conviction and courage to believe that I can win. Oh, man. He said that in New York at an event. I guess only the wealthy can be part. We might as well be royal. So if you are wealthy, you have a much better chance to win the election, right? I think that for the Trump people, that's dancing a jig. I mean, listen, that's their goal is for re-election. That's what the people around you are supposed to do. And that's what they're probably giddy over. Because if you could throw a monkey wrench into that by adding the possibility of a candidate who has unlimited budget and has all kinds of access to people, that could make a difference, you know, sure, absolutely. Let's turn to another one. This one is from Raymond, and I don't know why I did that. And Raymond says, Kate, I live in the chilly state of Illinois. Watching what is happening with the weather is frightening. Yes, we deal with cold weather all the time. I was scheduled to take an Amtrak train, and it was canceled into the city. And I'm sort of glad about that because no matter what you put on, it does not feel right. And when I say right, it means that it's like a chill just runs up and down your body. And when people say that we've seen some of the weather people mention, at least on the news stations up here, that you could get frostbite within minutes, I believe it. The wind chill is outrageous. So you got to worry about some of the people who may have a pipe burst, some of the older people. I hope that the state of Illinois is prepared, and I hope that the city of Chicago is prepared. Hey, one of the things that happened, I think they're trying to be prepared to answer that question. I saw footage of this. Oh, it was sad. There's a 33-year-old guy, and he was trying to rescue his dog from the water because he had fallen in the water, and he couldn't. I mean, he was trying so hard to get the dog. The police came by and they rescued him, pulled him up, and they almost all went down. I mean, they almost all went down in the water, and they wouldn't have been able to get out of that, or barely, and probably would have froze to death. So that was pure luck that, I shouldn't say pure luck, it was them getting the rope, being smart, and pulling him up and out of the water. Very, very sad story. So with these frigid temperatures, this cold snap in the Midwest and East Coast, it's going to hang around for a while, at least a couple of days. And the records are crazy. The public school closings, this just in general school closings, they even have warming shelters up 24 hours. They've got free rides for people who are trying to get to and fro on Lyft. Because they know people are stuck. I mean, how do you survive that? How do you hunker down? I would just say, I'm going to stay in. That's how I hunker down. If it's the coldest temperatures ever on record, and it's going to feel like 60 degrees below, Netflix, here I come. Let's do some serial watching. Crazy. Invade the man cave. We're headed there on the flip side.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Invade the man cave.
Indeed, it is time to invade the man cave. A quick reminder, Nail the Score is coming up in our next show. First hour, last segment. If you join us live, baby, call up the numbers and you can be part of it. All you have to do is pick a side, either the Patriots or the Rams, and what you think the final score is going to be, and you could win some fabulous prizes. Or you can send me an email at Kate Delaney. Kate Delaney. I was going to say Kate Delaney reporting. Kate Delaney talkshow.com. Kate Delaney talkshow.com. Easy to remember that. So, let's go to the man cave and let's talk about a couple things related to this Patriots versus the Rams. At 6 o'clock Eastern, it kicks. And there's all that pregame stuff and, of course, all the imbibing of food and drink, I suppose, unless you're being super, super good and it's that dry January for you and you're not being seen anywhere. Sean McVay, the coach of the Rams, says that he has a lot of respect for what Brady and the boys have done.
A lot of respect for them. They've been doing it as consistently as any organization in the history of this league. And I've gotten a chance to get to know Coach Belichick a little bit. I had a relationship with Josh McDaniels. Really, we practiced against those guys when I was in Washington early on and kind of have kept in contact with them and their team that you're always watching the way they do things. And you just have so much respect for the way that they've operated over the last handful of years. So it's going to be a great challenge, something that we'll get started on.
It is going to be a great challenge, and when you look at this game and you look at the possibilities of the Rams winning it, the line is New England just by 2.5 points. The overall point total, 56.5 points. So Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, are they going to get snow in Atlanta? Normally hot Atlanta. Underneath the lights, it would be hot, but outside it'll be chilly and maybe snowy weather. That doesn't matter to Tom Brady, the Grizzlied veteran, who says no problem getting older. He has a different perspective. Right, Tom? Tom Brady has a different perspective on getting older and playing in the Super Bowl, right, Tom?
I'm not Tom.
Maybe not. I thought we had Tom in the man cave, but I guess we don't. All right, so anyway, Tom Brady did talk about that today. He talked about, everybody keeps asking him about being older, getting older in his 40s, how long is he going to play, and if they win, does he retire? And he's made it clear he doesn't want to retire. If he's saying they're going to win, of course he's saying they're going to win, and he's saying they're not, that he's not going to retire. He doesn't want to hear that question. He's not going to retire. But I think, gosh, what else do you have left to prove? You have gobs of money. It's certainly not a money thing. It can't be anymore. He likes to play. I get that. And he's still good enough at it. But you win another Super Bowl? Wouldn't it be great to go out on top? And with the line being 56.5 and the number being 2.5, New England favored, it's not any kind of a layup, although I think they win this easily. I do. The Rams could pull the surprise. And, you know, sometimes I don't care what the point total is. If you're being really called out as the underdog, that fuels the fire, especially after the kind of season the Rams have had. But they'll have to be coming out on all cylinders. Todd Gurley has to be moving in all directions and get some points on the board. And they've got to do it, and they've got to do it early to try to get up on and ahead of New England. But New England has had some tremendous comebacks throughout the season, so they're never down and out. That's for sure. Not out, no matter what happens in this game. And getting ready for the game, it is all about the parties and behind the scenes and the conversation and the family hanging out and who's around them, that whole deal. You know, I mean, it could be an epic matchup, and I hope it is. The Philly Patriot game last year was an epic matchup in the Super Bowl. It was close. Your heart was pounding down to the waning minutes of the game. Are we going to see that same kind of game? Sean McVay offensively has been incredible, what he's done with the Rams, but doing it against Bill Belichick is a whole different thing. Still, they are very capable of pulling this out. Very, very capable. All right, let's move to a couple other things. In the NBA, the word from Houston is that Chris Paul is almost 100%, which is great, because that's what the Rockets want to hear. They want to have a shot at going through the West, and it's going to be obviously very tough, but the healthier he is, the better. And then the coach of the Lakers, Luke Walton, says LeBron James is progressing nicely, because it's tough when you don't have LeBron James in the lineup because of the leadership he offers, but what he dishes in on the floor. And the Lakers have been better than some projected, but they're not good enough. I mean, they're 10 games back in the Western Conference. They wouldn't make the playoffs today. The Golden State Warriors, of course, top the West. That's not a surprise. But the Nuggets are on top of them, just a game and a half back. The Thunder, 4 games back. So you got a couple of teams that are hanging in there and are hanging as close as they, you know, as close as they possibly can. You look at the East, and you got the Bucks and the Raptors in a tight race in the East, where the Bucks are on top, but only by a half game. And then you have some of the more interesting teams where you're always talking about Brooklyn, but who plays on Brooklyn, right? 9.5 games back, they would make the playoffs if the playoffs were today. And the Lakers only make the playoffs if they eke in and you have a healthy LeBron James. Healthy. Because if not, forget about it. Forget about it. Not happening. I love this when you can take a popular player and plop them on to the team in a different capacity. So if we're hanging around in the man cave, we're talking about Hot Stove League. Remember, February pitchers and catchers report. It's hard to think of that, isn't it? But we are almost into February. Jimmy Rollins, who is an exciting player for the Phillies, returns as a special advisor. He played 15 years with the Phils. He was the 2007 National League MVP. He's got all kinds of records. He helped lead the Phillies to the 2008 World Series title. So he's going to be a spring training coach, and he's going to work in community outreach programs, just some of what he'll do for the Phillies. See, it's hard to leave the game completely, any of these games, when you get out of any of these sports. That's the Tom Brady effect, too. He certainly doesn't need the money. He has kids, the family, everything. But the mentality of playing in week after week and being there and going to training camp and mini camps and all that entails, I mean, that's been his life, his whole life, since he was a small boy trying to make it onto better teams. And then walking away would not be easy. I don't think it'd be easy to walk away when that's been everything that you know. Because it's just so there in your, you know, that's so there in your blood. And to just give it up when you still have people saying you're okay, you could play for another year or two. It's just thinking about already the Super Bowls he's won, and if they win this next one, for goodness sake, why go through all of that? If I were a betting person, though, I'd say 80% chance he does not retire. Shout out to all of you. Thanks for listening to this show. Make it count, everybody.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.